In Between Sundays, episode 49.
You're listening to In Between Sundays, where we give you the essentials to live in the world outside of church. From your first job after college to becoming the CEO, this is a podcast for the other 6 days of the week.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to In Between Sundays. My name is Pat.
And my name is Nick.
And right before the show, we were enjoying some nostalgia moments. We were listening to TV themes.
It was fun.
It was very fun.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do that on a future show.
We should.
We're going to go through our favorite our TV themes memories. Of our childhood.
Yes. So it is Sunday.
Yeah, this is weird.
It's a little strange.
What's going on here?
Well, we've decided to probably the best day for us now to record is on Sundays. And we hate to have you guys just sitting around waiting for an episode, just sitting for your iTunes.
It's been
to
like a week and a half since we've recorded an episode.
Uh-huh.
And you've been certain places that we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh. And so we decided that we would start recording on Sundays so that you can listen to this in between those
days.
Maybe
we wouldn't sound as so tired as Wednesday nights when we're like dead.
Yeah. So, and as per usual, spring turning into summer, we are trying to record this before the apocalypse comes, essentially, looking at the radar here.
Oh, yeah. There's like a whole line of red coming. So let's go ahead and get started with the show. This is, of course, did we explain this? This is a podcast for young adults.
No, I don't know why.
We're all about like helping you grow spiritually and all that type of stuff.
Cool.
Did you talk about that part?
I didn't.
Why don't you talk about that?
We're here to help you grow spiritually.
All right, cool. So let's go ahead and get on with the show. Now, typically we start the show off by telling you what we have planned, but this is a mystery show, so you'll just have to kind of wait for it. But there's some cool stuff planned. You know what the first cool thing planned is, Pat?
We have a new bumper.
We have a new bumper. Now, typically at this point in the show, we explain what the three J's are. And what are they?
Three J's are your junk, your joy, and a Jesus moment. And what it is, it's a way to kind of recollect your week or your month. Or in this case, last like week and a half.
That's right. And so we have a friend. His name is Brian Murdaugh. He's a listener of the show. And he sent us a new promo that he recorded for our three J's. So let's go ahead and hit it for the first time and get into the three J's.
Tell us your junk, your joy, and your Jesus.
I totally dig the organ there. I like it.
You can find out more at BrianMurdaugh.com.
That's right. Thank you, Brian, for sending it. And check out BrianMurdaugh.com and listen to some of his music.
He's like a musician slash youth minister.
Slash
person.
Organist, it sounds like.
Yeah. My junk, allergies suck. That's what I have written here on our show notes.
Actually, they sneeze.
Boo. A poor, awful joke. You're really not funny. I'm going to fire the engineer. My allergies have been kicking my butt lately, and it's been no fun. Like, eyes swollen. Right now, I'm wearing glasses. I never wear glasses. Like,
oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah, that's true.
Are like from eighth grade or something.
For those of you in the home studio, he's wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm. If you're playing along at home, punch your card. Pat's wearing glasses.
That's right. You are now one step closer to getting In Between Sundays blackout bingo.
Yes. Okay. That'd be fun. We should bank that. How many times do they say this?
We should. That would be, we will, you know what we should do? We'll do that as part of our In Between Sundays iPhone app. And you get like a free bingo card with each episode.
Oh, that would be cool. That'd be a lot of work. it's on my joy. Forget we talked about that. No, we should do that. Like give it away on our promos or something.
That would be cool.
Or a download from the website. Okay, moving on. My joy. My joy this week was my barbecue with my friends. No,
now
I did
you
not.
Have, you have it written down here, BBQ. What is that?
That's barbecue.
Oh, okay.
And no, I did not barbecue my friends. I wrote that poorly.
No, like St. Lawrence style?
No. Okay. No, I hung out with some good friends of mine who have a nice house that's nearby where I live. And it was just kind of fun. We played Beersby, which if you haven't played that, it's an amazing game.
Oh, is it the thing where you stick it on like have the sticks
you
outside?
You have the sticks and you try to knock down the beer bottle.
We call it, what do we call it? Redneck horseshoes, I think is what we call it.
That works too. I think Beersby it describes it better. But
anyway, well, and you don't have to have beers. You just put a little, like a bottle on the end of a stick, and you throw a frisbee. And if you hit the stick and it falls and they don't catch it, like you get like 5 points or something.
Three
points. And if you don't catch the frisbee, you get one point. Right, yeah.
It's really fun.
It is really fun.
So if you're interested in that, email us and we'll give you the rules. My Jesus moment this week was I went to Theology on Tap here in the Diocese of Kansas for the first time. And it was actually really awesome.
Yep.
So it's good. I had some poor Mexican food, though, but it was really good. hey, on the border, man, it's just not good. I mean, there's much better places I could.
I agree.
It's like filling, but not satisfying. So
I'm glad I'm not the only one that's felt like that before.
Unlike the body of Christ, which is both filling and satisfying.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was nice.
All right. What were your three J's, Nick?
Well, I think you just had my... No. My junk has to be wedding registries because, you know, we're getting ready to...
How is that junk? Oh, you're not even like accruing junk. You're accruing awesome stuff.
Well, the thing is it's having to go through the store and like check off the stupid list. That like everything.
I thought they made it easy where you had like the little scanner.
Well, they
thing.
Do, but you still have to like walk through the store. It takes you like 4 hours to go through the store and scan everything. And then I had to go to this one store. This one list is like a big box. It's like the Walmart of home goods stores. I don't want to say the name of it because I don't want to like, you know, make people mad or anything. But like I walk in and it was the third place we'd registered for. And the problem with this particular store is they have horrible store layout. Like, I like the Apple stores because it's clean, it's nice, it's inviting. Like this store, it's just like, let's just throw junk at you and hope you pick up something and take it to a register.
Poor me. I get to get all new stuff when I get married.
I'm not saying that. I don't even want new stuff.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
People just tell me I need to do this stuff. Although, so anyway, setting up wedding, and then you have to like listen to like a 30-minute presentation of the gal who's like setting you up your wedding registry. And I'm like, just give me the scanner, put my name in the computer, and let me go.
Are you going to go
wasted
up to like a
minutes big, of my time.
Are you going to go up to like a big pile of Miller Lite and just scan it like that one guy did in the commercial?
No, I
didn't. Did you ever see that?
No, there's a commercial that has that?
Yeah, and then like what he gets, like it's like a very small like table of gifts and then just like this huge palette of Miller Lite because he just kept scanning it like while his wife is in the bathroom or something. So maybe you could do Boulevard instead.
I like it. Okay, so that was my joke. My joy has to be I'm getting a new Mac at work, so I'm really excited. The problem is though it's taken quite a while for it to get to me. I checked it at the beginning of last week. And the tracking thing said it was shipped from Shanghai, China. And I'm like, so for this whole week, I've had a lot of good times, like telling people that my new computer's on a slow boat from China.
Stuck in customs. I don't know. You know, your problem is you need to stop looking at the tracking and then be like, oh, it's here. Wow, that was quick.
Well, I know. That's the thing. I think every time you look at the tracking, the UPS truck slows down. So anyway,
she's looking at the tracking. Let's put the brakes on.
Yeah, every time you look at a tracking number, like the UPS truck gets a little alert that says like decrease speed by 1 mile per hour.
It just automatically does it. I don't
know. That's right. Yeah. All right. Finally, my Jesus moment has to have been this morning at Mass. We had a new deacon who was just ordained a priest yesterday, and he got to celebrate his first Mass, and I was in the choir that sang for it. It was fantastic.
So he's a priest, not a deacon.
He is now a priest.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So he was a deacon. Now he is a priest. And there was like 26 altar servers and like six priests there and two deacons.
26
and,
altar
and
servers?
And here's the cool thing. His mom made him his own vestments.
Really?
His mom, it took her like 2 years to make this like amazing embroidered vestment that she did. It's really cool. Like she embroidered like a crucifix with like a Jesus on a crucifix on the front of the vestment, and it looks really cool.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so
26
that's
26 altar servers, so that's impressive.
No, I don't think of that many. I think there were like 20.
Six less.
Yeah. There were a lot there.
All right.
Was there something you wanted to say?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Klaatu, Murata, okay then.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
This is What's My Line, where you call in and give us words or phrases, and we have to fit them into our show.
We'll choose one or two every show, and if we choose yours, you'll win a prize.
No matter what anybody tells you, Words and ideas can change the world.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Yeah,
backed it does by look popular good on demand.
You know, those are the worst looking glasses I ever saw. Oh, it looks good on you, though.
That's not the line, so you don't get a ding.
Okay, so we had back by popular demand. Yes, this is a What's My Line? And we have two. So let's listen to the first one.
Hey, guys. It's Jen, who used to live in Montana and now lives in Southern California.
Oh, cool.
And with the last show, I heard Nick vetching about the fact that you guys need more What's My Line? I haven't read anything that interesting lately, mostly just murder mysteries. So I figure I was going to give you my California line, which is, dude.
Oh, nice. I think we should have an entire segment where we just speak in dude.
So,
yeah.
You're going to edit that out. So you're telling me that you just got to California and like right when you get over the state line, someone's just like, dude. I don't know. I'm still going to call you Jen in Montana.
I would like to find
really
a state
like
quote that uses the word dude in it.
That's going to be hard.
Like,
they didn't even make up the word dude until like.
It'd be kind of interesting. You could at Mad Libs, like Bible stories with the word dude in it.
Interesting. I'm still going to call you Jen in Montana because I that's going to take me too long to change you and my contacts. So, what's our other, what's my line?
I don't know. What is it?
It's from Sarah Reinhard.
Oh.
Hi, Nick and Pat. I heard you guys needed the phrases again. This is Sarah Reinhard, the ever pesky sharer of toddler phrases. But this time I have a different phrase to challenge you guys to use. It is May Mary Giveaway.
Ooh.
Now, let me tell you the reason
May Mary Giveaway.
That. It's because over at CatholicMom.com, I was very honored to help organize a May Mary Giveaway. It isn't just for moms either, although I would think that there are moms in your audience who would want to get over to CatholicMom.com and check this contest out. We have rosaries, some of the best books on Mary that are out there.
Cool.
Jewelry, and there's even Tupperware. If you go over there and check it out,
Mary
you also
Tupperware?
Get half off of shipping on the Tupperware order if you place it through the link we provide. And
I'm going to look
sure
this up.
That you guys could use Tupperware too. Sounds like you've been doing some organization projects lately, too. It's great for that, but I won't convince you. Your mom could convince you. Anyway, guys, go ahead and see if you can use that May Mary giveaway sometime in the show.
Thank you so much, Sarah. All right, May Mary giveaway, and maybe you can win some Mary Tupperware over at CatholicMom.com.
Yeah, unfortunately, at this point...
It's not Mary Tupperware, is it? It's probably just like regular Tupperware.
I don't know. I'm looking it up. But unfortunately, at this point...
Would Mary Tupperware be called Mupperware? Or Tupperary.
You really only have like 24 more hours to
like
enter
Tipperary,
this contest.
It's a long just way so to Tupperary. Okay.
Because we didn't get this feedback until a little late, and we haven't put it into a show until now. So you have 24 hours. Go.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
She falls in a well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back to normal.
At the end of this day, one shall stand, one shall fall.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint!
I'm kind of impressed by this Tupperware. I'm sorry.
What's the? Is it really?
It's
is
nice.
It like religious Tupperware?
No, it's just Tupperware.
Okay, so anyway, on to our next segment. Should I play this again?
So,
no, just kidding.
So what are we talking about today, Nick?
I don't know.
We're talking about something. Going to Mass more than once a week and how to fit it into your work schedule.
Woohoo.
Okay. So.
Dude. Mass.
poor.
No,
all right.
I thought that was good. Dude.
So, Nick, you go to Mass. How often do you go to Mass?
I try to make it every morning.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going?
It's going pretty well so far. Yeah. So, sorry. What do you, were you hoping I was going to like continue the bit or what?
Well, no. Okay. So, what are the benefits, might we say?
I don't know. You type these up.
Okay. The benefits of going.
Okay. Let's not read it. All right. Going to Mass every morning. Well, first of all, like, you know, you want to go to Mass. like at least once a week, you know, because that's the commandment of God. It says, you know, honor the Sabbath or keep the Sabbath holy. But, you know, for the average Catholic, you don't have to necessarily go to Mass only once a week.
Well, the thing, I mean, honestly, a lot of other Christian religions, people go to church more than just once a week. Like, you know, Wednesday nights is a big thing.
Right,
on other
yeah.
religions. Like when I was down in Tulsa, I had lots of friends who they would not plan stuff on Wednesday nights because they were going to their church.
Right, exactly. So you know, there's always the opportunity for people to do more rather than just, you know, I don't want to call it the bare minimum, but like, you know, more than say just going to Mass once a week. So we did come up with about like five little points as to maybe why you should go to Mass more than once a week. So what do we got?
The first one is that you can receive the sacrament, i.e. the Holy Eucharist,
every day.
The time.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a great way to start off your day.
It is. In fact, we have
Or even end your day.
In fact, we have some quotes from some famous people.
Do we really?
That encourage this.
Dude.
Boo. You were just doing... I just don't like that quote. I'm just going to throw that out there. Sorry, Jim.
Dude.
In Montana / moving... moved to California, whatever. So Pope Pius X says that Holy Communion is the shortest and safest way to heaven. Short
Dude.
And sweet. Stop it.
Dude.
So, you know, obviously receiving the sacrament multiple times is a good thing. I mean, I don't really see how it can be a bad thing.
You know, it's one of those things where you really, and you really only want to go to Mass like once during the day. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
We actually
don't get caught up in like going to Mass like a billion times a day. We talked about this with the people from Busted Halo.
Yes, we
Father
did.
Father Dave and Brittany.
Yes, we did.
Father Dave.
I can't even do this thing.
So, yes. So, it's a great way to start your day and end your day. And, you know, it provides a really great way to have some quiet time because, you know, we're always talking about how busy we are. And I found that going to Mass every day helps me find that quiet time here and there that I typically don't get except for maybe that 30 minutes every day. And if you're worried about it taking up too much time, you know, typically a daily Mass is only about 30 minutes long. And it provides really good fellowship because you get to meet other people in the parish that you maybe normally otherwise wouldn't socialize with because it's a smaller group of people and you get to all talk with each other after Mass and say hi and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you get to the point where you're just like, oh, I can't wait to see these people at the end of Mass and talk with them.
So like you get up and you go to the Mass and you're there with like all the elderly people.
Yeah.
And they're like, how's your life going?
I get all sorts of really good advice from them though.
I'm sure the wisdom of the church.
Yes. Not the church, the wisdom of the elderly.
They're part of the church.
They are part of the church. And then there's other people that aren't elderly that also go to Mass.
Like you.
Well, like me. And, you know, like there's a lot of business people that go to Mass. You'd be surprised if you go to a daily Mass in the morning. There's a lot of people wearing like ties and suits and stuff like that.
You know, I was having a conversation with some of my friends about daily Mass and I was like, 7 a.m. is really early. And they said, really, that's not early for a Mass. Like most daily Masses, I guess, are like 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Because if you think about
6:15.
Yeah. I've gone to a daily Mass at 8:15 before.
Yeah, they typically really range late. In the mornings from about 6 o'clock until about 8:30 or 9 in the morning. And then some churches will have Mass at noon, and then we even have a church here that has a Mass every evening at 5:30. So if you can't make it to Mass in the morning, you can always kind of finish up your day with Mass.
Yes. So what does the Pope say about this? So we have a quote from the Pope, and he says, "Dear young people," that would be us, and he says, "The happiness you are seeking, the happiness you have a right to enjoy has a name and a face. It is Jesus of Nazareth, hidden in the Eucharist. Only he gives the fullness of life to humanity. With Mary, say your own yes to God, for he wishes to give himself to you."
Like a May Mary giveaway.
Nice. Okay, that was props to you. That was well done. Because I wasn't even thinking
about
that.
Did we get a devil
ding? No.
Too late.
But that was that was still well done. That was well done. So...
Yeah. No, it's very true because, you know, that's where you're going to encounter the risen Lord every day is at Mass.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool stuff.
It is.
So have you gone to Mass on a daily basis or tried to? What's your experience?
I haven't done it on a daily basis as much as I would like to. I really have a hard time getting up, to be honest. And I know that's terrible to say, but I do.
You know what you need? You need one of those like little clockies that when it goes off, it rolls off your bed stand and then like under your bed. So you actually have to get up out of bed to turn it off. I'll get you one. Birthday present. It's a clocky. It's got like these little, it has wheels on the side of the alarm clock. And when it goes off, it rolls around your room. So you have to catch it to turn it off.
Yeah, but I have the feeling after like a week of doing that, I would pick it up from underneath my bed and like throw it against the wall. No, I've been trying to go at least like twice a week. So including Sunday, go like one more.
Oh, that's good.
So that's the goal every week. And if I do more than that, then I'm proud of myself.
Do you find yourself liking going more than once a week?
Oh, definitely. It's just so nice. I mean, we have the opportunity to go receive the Eucharist and just to go to Mass. And it's really cool because you know exactly what it's going to be like. And hearing the readings, I think, is really
That just made me think.
The nice thing.
One of the other benefits is over a three-year period, you pretty much read the entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, the thing I just like hearing the readings and getting some wisdom before and just the quiet times before or in the middle of my day, either or. That's what I really like, just the sort of reflection time, because I think that as young adults, we are so busy and sometimes it's hard for us to just take some time and sit and just contemplate and not even necessarily contemplate and think, but just contemplate in the sense of listening to God. So,
awesome. So think about going to Mass once a week.
I triple dog dare you!
You know, before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
All right. Well, this week's Catholic challenge.
Gee, you wonder what our Catholic challenge is going
to
be.
Well, I follow my model and try to do it more than once a week, if you can.
Is that the Catholic challenge?
That's the Catholic challenge.
Oh, okay.
Pretty easy. You know.
Yeah. No. Seriously. Take. See if you can take the opportunity to maybe go to Mass more than once this week.
Mm-hmm.
See if you like it, and if you like it, maybe see if you can work it into your schedule.
Yes.
You know. And keep in mind that you know something like going to Mass more than once a week might require a little bit of sacrifice of your time and a little bit of rearranging so that you can get it into your schedule.
Mm-hmm. But you get a lot out of it.
I guarantee you that you will get more out of it than whatever that 30 minutes would have been spent doing otherwise.
And you'll definitely get more out of it than the May Mary giveaway because it ends in 24 hours.
Dude.
Boo, stop saying that. That one is done. That's done.
All right, so that's enough of the chat the challenge.
Yes.
Let's talk about some news.
Good evening. Here is the news for parrots.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Pay attention to me, boy. I'm not just talking to hear my head roar.
You guys, great news. Rudolph. Santa Claus is coming to town. The little drummer boy. They're all on TV this week.
The Catholic New Media Celebration is coming to Boston, Saturday, August 7th. Registration is open now with early bird pricing till June 30th. Registration includes a day-long conference at the Pastoral Center in the Archdiocese of Boston, plus a meet-and-greet reception the night before. Join SQPN and friends for an exciting event that will not only educate you about Catholic New Media, but it will inspire you as well.
Captain Jeff here, your Catholic pilot. Are you interested in learning more about blogging or podcasting, or perhaps hang out with some of your friends in the SQPN community? Well, Boston's a place. Beantown. Why is it called Beantown?
Hi, everyone. This is Lisa Hendy from the Catholic Moments podcast and CatholicMom.com doing a shout out to all my fellow SQPN.com groupies. Hope to see you this year at the Catholic New Media Celebration.
For details, go to celebration.sqpn.com.
It's not just a conference. It's a celebration.
So that was cool.
That's our first news, is that the CNMC is coming to Boston.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So you should register for
that. You can come press the flesh with Pat and myself.
What?
You never heard that before?
No, I've never heard that
Shaking
before.
Shaking hands, press the flesh.
Oh, okay. Never heard that before. It's an awkward saying. Thank you. The next news that I have, this is kind of funny. Okay, so, well, the BP oil spill is not funny, so boo on that.
No, but you know what is funny?
But what is funny is that...
some sort of lighthearted jokes about the fact that BP has taken so long to clean things up.
Yes. So this person, well, I think it's actually a group of people, decided to make a fake Twitter account, which I think this is hilarious. This just shows how poorly managed BP is.
But how much fun social networking can be.
Yes. So
especially
they made,
when you get to like have unfiltered access to stuff.
Mm-hmm. So they made this Twitter account. It's twitter.com/BP Global PR. And essentially what it is a fake PR account for BP, which is bad for them. I hope that BP like gets their act together, but it's bad for BP, but it's fun for us because we get to, you know, look at it. And one of my favorite posts, and this is awful, so I'm sorry if this, I just think it's really funny.
No, I mean, some of them are a little more tongue-in-cheek than others.
For example, this post was, the good news, mermaids are real. The bad news, they're now all extinct.
Oh, that's mean, but funny.
Yes. But you should just go check it out. They have some funny stuff on there. They made like some of their own like little fake billboards of different stuff that you can do. Like different, what am I trying to say? Like fake PR billboards.
Yeah.
So I think they're funny. Hopefully, you know, it sheds light on, you know, just the poor... poor planning that BP has, and you know, we definitely pray for all those people though that are affected, you know, the fishing industry, you know, all the wildlife and the beauty of God's creation and
definitely.
All those people down there.
Well, but, speaking of cool
check it out
things,
if you want to have some fun.
Speaking of other things out there that are not good for you, Pat, what do you think's like the most unhealthiest thing you've ever eaten?
Like that video that we had of me eating the McDonald's.
That was pretty gross. You had what was like a Big Mac, some fries, a huge fish sandwich, something else.
Something like that.
There was a lot of food in that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else would be something unhealthy for you to eat? A drink from Cold Stone Creamery, which topped the list of worst drinks in America.
I love Cold Stone.
I do too. But guess how many calories this drink has in it?
I don't know, like 1,000?
No. No, even more than that, 2,010 calories.
Whoa, that's more than your daily allotted amount.
I know. We should go have two of them after the show.
So then we don't have to eat for the next 2 days.
That's right. We'll be like camels and like just pack. We'll be like, oh, I'm like a camel. I'm going to pack. It's like a meal replacement.
How big is the shake?
I don't know. Let's see. Did it say here in the news? It says it. No. Nope, it doesn't say. It's just a normal, they're normal shake.
So it just has so many calories.
Okay, check this out.
Tell Father Roderick.
It's called the PB&C. So it's peanut butter, chocolate, ice cream, and milk. So, and what it is, it has the equivalent of 68 grams of saturated fat and 153 grams of sugar. That's the equivalent of supposedly eating 68 strips of bacon. Or 30 chocolate chip cookies.
So essentially what I do every morning. So 68
yeah.
strips.
Well, you know.
I rounded to 70, so, you know.
Might as well, right?
Well, that's hilarious.
And there's a couple other ones. So there's a link in the show notes on how to get to, or how to, what to see these things for. But 68 grams of fat.
Tastes delicious. Okay. next, Sugiki people, we just wanted to announce that Skype for the iPhone has been updated.
Yeah, I've been having fun playing around with it.
So what is it? What's the big
difference? You can now make phone calls on your cell network rather than having to be connect to Wi-Fi.
And you know what a good phone number for you to call at this moment right now is
206-337-7945.
And that is our feedback line. We're always looking for more What's My Lines, different ideas, just what you think about our show.
Yes.
Feel free to insult Nick while you're at it. just give us a call. 206-337-7945.
Okay, Pat. So, have you ever won a free baseball tickets? Like, everybody likes going to see a baseball
show,
right?
I love the Royals.
Yeah. The Royals are good.
They've been winning lately.
Do you like the Yankees?
No,
I'm not a big Yankee fan, not either. But I found this really cool piece of news. There's a minor league baseball team that is offering free tickets to anybody who brings their iPad to the game with them.
What does that have to do with the Yankees?
Well, apparently the Yankees banned iPads from their new $1.5 billion stadium. So I love this. I love this, the way this article is written. It says, every Monday night is iPad Monday for the Hudson Valley Renegades. If you were turned away from the gate by those snobby Yankees who apparently don't want their shiny new $1.5 billion stadium tarnished by digital toys, just hop in the car for an hour-long drive to Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York. There you'll be greeted with open arms and a free general admission ticket to the game. So, yeah.
So I love
it. Bring your iPad in and you get a free ticket to watch a baseball game
while supplies last.
I know,
of course.
That's so great. I know our minor league team here in Kansas City does the same thing, and they have sort, well, not that exact same thing, but they have fun with that type
well,
of promotion.
I just have my new favorite minor league baseball team.
I guess I need to go buy a $450 baseball ticket.
Awesome.
In the form of an iPad.
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
What?
Hello, fire department. I just called to let you know that I am a bomb and I'm about to blow up. Whoops. Cancel that. It's too late.
If there's ever anything that you need, don't call me.
Hello, the check is in the mail.
Hey, so we are at the feedback section, and we've had a lot of feedback, so we're going to kind of split it up over the next couple episodes. Like, we had a 3J's call in from Josh Whitmore that we're going to hopefully play on an upcoming episode. And if you'd like to share your 3J's with us, you can give us a call at 206-337-7945. And the one thing we do want to mention is somebody emailed us and asked us how can I find the links that you talk about in your show? And when we talk about the show notes, well, the best and easiest way for you to find any of the links that we talk about is by going to inbetweensundays.com. And if you look at the show, there's a little like more link, or if you click on the name of the show, it'll bring it up. If you scroll down, there's a links area, and you can click on any of the stuff we talk about and find more information about that news article or whatever we were linking to. So, yeah. Now, we also had an email, Pat, right?
We did. So why don't you go ahead and... This is from Amanda Roberts. And what did she say, Nick?
Okay. Amanda Roberts says, hi, Nick and Pat. I just started listening to your show and have been enjoying it. I listen to your show on vocations and think that more on the art of discernment and Christian decision-making would be a great topic for the show as it is so key for young adults. And that's in episode number 43 of In Between Sundays. She also sent us some What's My Lines, and we're going to use those on another show as well. So thank you guys for, thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Julia, for emailing us. Thank you, Josh. We hope to play your feedback on a future show. And we appreciate you guys sending us an email. We've been getting a lot of feedback. I guess it's because we haven't put out an episode recently. So now Pat has stepped out of the room, so he doesn't realize that I'm going to do this, but I'm going to say dude until he comes back in. Dude.
Stop saying that.
Okay. So, you know what this does, Pat?
It's the end of the show.
That brings us up to, guess what? Guess what it's called?
Guess the what it's end. Called?
Did you know that we're at the end of the show?
Okay. So if what we say makes you mad or makes you glad, you ought to let us know. Again, you can call us at 206-337-7945, or you can go to our website, inbetweensundays.com, where you can click on the link that says contact.
Yeah, or you can send us an email. Did we say that? feedback@inbetweensundays.com?
We did not.
And I think that's about all the different ways you can contact us. You can also fax us at 206-337-7945, and we'll add that on the air, too.
That would be a strange way to contact us, but feel free.
But if you have a fax machine and a free phone line, send us a fax message.
If you're an Office fan, you can woof us, if you know what I'm talking about. You're probably laughing right now.
And if you'd like to fax us Shroot Bucks, please do so at... our feedback line.
The other thing you can do is log on to Facebook. If you're a big Facebook fan, you can like us now.
Yes.
Not fan us.
And by the
like
way, for
now.
All those people who have done a great job of calling the feedback number for Steve Nelson, he did finally email us and tell us that what was the name of it? His little beach ball thingy.
Oh, his Wilson.
His Wilson ball. Wilson is okay.
Yes.
So he must have finally listened to the show.
Hey, he did finally listen to the show, actually.
So. Thanks for helping us out with that. I'm sure he's probably gotten a whole bunch of voicemails. So.
Yeah. So that's right. Awesome. So I want to listen to some of those voicemails.
maybe we can contact him and we'll play him and we'll do like a Wilson special episode. We'll call him and ask him about
that. And we could talk to Wilson.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, that was a previous episode. At the end of the show, we asked you to call his feedback number and just spam him with a question about Wilson.
So until next Sunday, we hope you guys have a great week and enjoy listening to this episode in between Sundays.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.